Blog Talk Radio.
I think I'm not starting any music instead. I'm just the one here to basically speak. I don't know if I'll make it 120 minutes unless somebody sees it and calls in. I'm Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life. The link should be seen, LISSAKR11, humane.com. I'm a targeted individual. I can go all the way back to where I was left behind as a baby on a military base. That particular military base is infamous for some of the things that were done to me, which didn't happen until I was a teenager and my grandparents, whom were my parents, were killed. They both died horrific deaths, tragic, very tragic. And it was a little strange. My grandfather's death was kind of covered up. We assumed it was over insurance money, and my family couldn't afford an attorney back then. And then and everybody was very upset. And then a year and a half later, my grandmother dies strangely. She had 1 foot from the curb, and three guys in a vehicle swerved over and hit her. And then the guy that came to the front door at 9 o'clock at night acted really strange. He said, "There's somebody at the hospital. You might know him. You might not. Then again, we think you know them, the person." And he wouldn't tell us really anything. And we get in the car, and he had a dozen streets he could have went up to get to Johns Hopkins. He chose the one where the accident was, where it just happened. It was glass everywhere. There were countless people standing on all four corners and in the middle, the intersection and including the witnesses. And he turned around, he slowed down. That was the weird part. He went real slow. And he turned around and looked at me. I was in the back seat. He was driving. And he gave me a look that I'd swear evil, pure evil. I didn't know anything about demons back then. I really didn't. I just thought there were ghosts, and everything was whitewashed down to me, good, bad, evil, you know what I mean? I didn't know. I went, and strangely, right after that as well, I didn't go to church, and I had been going to church every weekend for years. Quite frankly, nobody really paid attention to me that much, and I was in the choir, though. I was really full-fledged, and suddenly I get a letter in the mail, a note, and it said, you can't return until you pay your dues for not showing up. I had never heard of this. And then I got one the following weekend, and I called. I said, "That's two now." And I said, "I'm sick." And nobody really could answer me. And from that point on, people treated me very strangely at that church. That was decades ago. And like I said, I went to Sunday school. I went to Bible study. Two different churches. Lutheran and Methodist. I was very, I never missed, very rare. I did extra curriculum. I went to Girl Scouts, Brownies, all the way up to cadets, getting ready to be a leader, and had every badge that there was and for it to just suddenly get a note saying, "Don't come back until you pay." And I was a teenager, and that's when everything started going wrong. And I relate those two together. Because then I started getting a interdimensional human, a being that came in my room and tried to steal my soul. Do I think, and this happened several times, and from that point on, some unseen that appeared to be human but wasn't, non-human entity, would put their hand on my shoulder while I was washing my hair. I'd lift my head up, nothing, put my hair back down into the sanitary sink because I had very long hair, and it happened again, nothing. It was always when I had my back turned or just went to bed, laid in bed, boom, snap your finger, someone's playing the piano, full song. It was always something, even while married, tickling of my feet while my husband's in the other room and I'm laying on a couch. And that went on and on. And in between strange phone calls, digital, and this is back in the old black and white dial phone, dial days, you know, to hear these digital voices come over the phone. And then I thought I heard my grandmother's voice way in the background. And then the plant falls into the tub, and I could have been killed by that big, heavy plant hanging in the bathroom. It would have hit my head or neck. Years later, I would go into, I've lost track how many times someone tried to kill me. It was by 1998 to 2000, 2001, I started noticing people were acting very strange toward me. I became a target. At the same time, I'm seeing 11-11 day, no matter what time I went into the room. I don't know. I'm wondering, was I controlled to do that? I mean, it's just getting strange. The synchronicity thing is evil. I thought it was good. I thought they were warnings, you know, from the other side. Quite honestly, I thought it was my husband. My husband did come back. A lot of TIs tell me that they can do just about anything with this technology weapons. I agree. However, my pets, my dog and cat, both knew who that was right there in the corner. I couldn't visibly see anyone, although a few times I did feel cold air go by me. I have to admit, I did. Does it's about the same size as what I'm seeing in my home. I was seeing. I don't look anymore. I've already rebuked and renounced them, and it's in God's hands now. It's in our Creator's hands. Because I'm too smart to know they messed up, and I seen the beam weapon coming through the wall on an angle. And then they tried to cold air on me last week, really hardcore, while I was bitten attacked very badly. Half of me says it was a demon in here, but I know it's coming from these satellites that are hanging over my house. And they could be a UAV hovering, and actually the papers, the joint targeting says that it's UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, and then they have unmanned aerial satellites, UASs. They are high-level Wi-Fi equipped to boot. And it takes two beams, so that's why we're seeing four. When I look up, I don't see stars over the years. I only see these huge hovering, some call them satellites, call them what you will, unmanned aerial vehicles. Some are manned, most are unmanned. They're run by super quantum computers. They're run by something called artificial intelligence. When you hear voices, it's coming from a supercomputer. It's beaming down into your head. Your neighbors, so many TIs, they don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. People are not doing it. And yes, they can do that now. I agree. Or let's just say this. I used to have a plane fly over. I knew it was being directed. And then I'd get a, you know, as if it was, it's this highly sophisticated Skynet. Don't be fooled by these air stalkers. Maybe the helicopters are equipped with them down in Florida, and that's how they're doing it. And I've had a black helicopter on me. This is black projects coming under white. And it's, in my opinion, it's coming under the NIH, which comes out under Social Security and disability. We're all paying for this. It also very well could be coming out of Cheyenne, which is where 70 billion or 700 billion, billions, oh my God, you might as well say trillion. And money that American people are paying for to electronic warfare went from Lockheed to Raytheon, and it's what's that other big grumper company? They're doing this stuff. It's all Pentagon. corporate Pentagon. This is your military-industrial complex that they spoke of, that Kennedy tried. He was going to get rid of the CIA, dismember them, because he knew they were OSS. He knew they were Nazi SS. We're going to search all over the internet. You're going to find, boy, it's out there. Trust me, they put it out there. Project Paperclip, and then other unwittings, self-included, repeated it over and over. It was way bigger than that. They took over NASA. Who do you think? That's who NASA is. It's not federal. Federal Reserve is not federal. So this started even before World War II. They can call it the Great American Experiment all they want. But there are 15 very wealthy families on this earth that know what's going on. They got to know. Or they don't want to know. And then hands down to, England. I believe the Queen is involved. She probably doesn't know or care. And then you want to switch over to the Vatican, and above that is the Jesuits and the Secret Society of Jesus, of all names. Because Julia McKinney said there's a religion. She didn't want to say the name because she didn't want a holy war. A holy war is Catholic. Catholics have been involved in this since the Freemason. They're the ones that killed the Gnostics. The Gnostics complained almost of the same thing. It's just a different era. They have different terminology, different writings. But they speak about something coming from the air, mind parasites. There's even mention of a computer. They were being killed. And they put the Nag Hammadi up in a jar, way up high, right before a deluge hit the earth. That's now. Other TIs write and tell me the same thing, and I speak with some. We all say the same thing. We can now go back to teens and or birth. There's something there. We didn't know that our military was actually Nazis. We didn't know that those that were scheming behind our backs before we were born were, in fact, pure Nazis. Not just an ideology. Everyone I just mentioned is Nazis. You can look for pictures of the Black Pope, Jesuits. Look for World War II, and they got their... They're all doing high Hitlers. All of them. They're the ones that are responsible for all of the, inquisitions and what have you. So, in the name of God, they will kill, because it's prophecy. I don't like this any more than anyone else. I'm a target. I was put on this to save someone billions of dollars. And I don't even want to look up who owned Bethlehem Steel, because... It started with J.P. Morgan, then it looks like it's Rothschilds, and according to some, that's who runs this country. And they are the Vatican's bankers. That tells you how powerful. If I'm not mistaken, I thought he was the Queen's bankers, too. And this is going way back, before the Titanic era. That's why they think they killed several of some of the wealthiest people on this earth were on that ship. And they were going to put a stop to it, and they could have. And it's just strange, how the whole thing went down, and they died on that, on the Titanic. Do I think that's the reason? Maybe, yeah, I do. A lot of good, credible evidence out there on that. So, everyone that you think is going to, why aren't they helping? They're not going to help. Nobody in D.C.'s got any power. They're all puppets. The way they're acting over Trump is just, they're hoping probably for, they want a reason to call for martial law, which actually is NDAA. They can pull the plug anytime. So all of this, they've got it, their main experimenters is DARPA, and that's global, even over in poor Japan. DARPA, more than likely, if you think you had, and that's all of them all in one. Yeah, CIA, NSA running human map terraining around the globe. Thank you, Julian Desange. That led to Jade Helm, 1997 at least. That explains what's been going on since my husband was massively murdered on their job site. He was sent to turn off something. They knew for 2 days it was going to blow. He did not know. Supervisors were on site. They told him to go and turn it off while they ran and hid behind a huge dirt mound. No wonder every one of my lawyers was more corrupt than the next that I fired over and over. But they were on me before he was pronounced dead. And that explains the bizarre behavior in everybody. I don't understand, for why somebody put my name into this database is anybody's guess any than anyone else. Nobody should be on this. This should not exist. Speculation going on. It's done cruelly, inhumane, sickeningly. And every other one that I'm in touch with professionally tells me, and this is 15, 20 years experience, that they are the fallen ones or the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim, demons. They're not aliens or demons. And yet there is very good, substantial, credible evidence to show that this planet has been, they've kept it hidden from us. This planet is not 6,000 or 8,000 years old any more than the people that live on it, and that they probably have been on and off our planet for millions and millions of years, millions. And they've been tampering with us ever since. This is all for transhumanism. I know I have found it on the Navy's website regarding nano and also Raytheon. They had a whole paragraph about targeted individuals. I'll never forget it. 2012 in Florida, I found that. And I shared it with some others. It was I was shocked. It's like I went back 6 months later. There it was. It was like, this is unreal. I even contacted the Mormons who were involved, yes. And it laughed at me, nutty, really crazy. People treat me, really bizarre. And it's because they've got this cybernetics running, a cyborg war, cyber warfare. They put it under, they changed the code. I understand it was a very simple one with these super quantum computers and turned it against people. It was supposed to protect America from nuclear war. And we're getting, radiation shot at us in the sickest way. I got a beam on me 24/7. It's on my back right now. My lungs, I'll be lucky. I'll be coughing, globbing. Just globs will come out of my mouth from my lungs that sound like loads of fluid in them. I just had my lungs checked not long ago. They were fine. For being a smoker, I had four little polyps. They removed them. And yet my lung collapsed and my trachea because they shot a beam weapon into my left side while I was walking my dog and didn't let go. I got in the house and there was a pre-programmed nano sensors that got up, zipped right up between my legs, and they latched on up there in the left chest. Next thing I know, I was led around my house for 2 days in the most agonizing nightmare ever that I cannot remain silent about. I was online trying to get together with other TIs. See, this thing's been turned against us. When I was growing up, I had, after that incident is in my room, I had like moments where I'd go to sleep and something would tell me, to do something. It was take your 500 out of your jewelry box, play this number tomorrow, and you'll win. Well, I forgot, and darn if the numbers didn't come up straight, I would have won enough to buy a house at that time. And then there was something that would tell me my cousin was going to die, and darn if she didn't. Then it happened with my husband. 6 months prior, something told me. What? I don't know. Something told me. They already know the time. They know how to go up and back in time. I haven't delved into it much, but I've been seeing the articles on it. They do that. This technology's ancient. These weapons are ancient. I'm even reading where they're saying that this is more corrupt now than it was back in the so-called fallen angel days. When the walls of the pyramid, during that era, they're supposed to be so evil, right? They had it on the walls. Two different people went over and deciphered it with their camcorders. Clearly say, if these weapons, this wireless technology, electronics, get in the wrong hands in the future, it will be used on the people for the wrong things, and it was. Tesla, I don't blame him. They murdered him. He wanted free energy, I believe, for everybody. Was it a fallen angel or an alien communicating with him, as he said? I don't know, maybe. Then again, maybe they were digging it up and getting it from them. I am still in the middle of the fence. I don't know. Because they've been researching it for so long, number one. But what puzzles me is, it's something that they would have known, probably. Or, quite frankly, what I hear is that they're just inept and lazy all our life. And that the shows that we've seen in front of us were just that, shows. And regarding DARPA and this Pentagon and all, they have ships right above us that you would think, oh my gosh, what the heck is that? I've seen one. Now, they're saying there really are aliens and we deserve to know. Are we being experimented on by a government who sold us out to them and electronic warfare with an AI highly sophisticated turned on the people? Under Bush Senior or Junior, under the Bushes, that's quoting Ron Angel, scientist, he's targeted also. So it's NORAD, NORCOM, that's Northern Command, NASA, DARPA, Pentagon, all agencies from that point down, Intel, whether it's DIA, Department of Intelligence or whomever, all of them. What I can see is they're it's so sophisticated. I would say that this is the epitome of every end times for humanity of Satan. I was raised a Christian, and what I'm about to say might puzzle you, but because it's been turned on everybody, and there is proof of a grid system that was put out there tens of thousands of years ago by these giants. And yes, there were giants. It was turned on with the pyramids on the ley lines against, and it was turned on to control humanity. Here they are doing it again. And they were changing their DNA back then. Same thing as now. Same timing, everything. And that's why I think the text of, take your pick, biblical, old Hebrew, which I understand they took out of the newer ones. Just like they removed the books of Joshua, Jasher and Giants and Enoch, because they didn't want us to know. Now, why would you want to keep that if they were all gone? Would it matter? Or is it because they are bloodline to them and they inherited everything of theirs? Because there's something wrong here. I don't think anybody's going to help us. Nobody's going to stop it. It's in our Creator's hands, just like it was in prior generations. But each time when humanity was basically destroyed, they came up from down below and started all over again on us. This time around, they wanted to be less than 500 million with computers, robots running the show. Robots running robots with your computers. So this Skynet that is attacking us, and I know that it happened on the internet, and even if you're not used to, well, I wasn't on it. Did you have a cell phone? Did you make a phone call to somebody with a cell phone? This is going to Ligris. It could be two and three people away down that you're in, you know, money, neighbors, somebody, somewhere. And according to Dr. Robert Duncan, excuse me, as you can hear, I got a beam in my back. If I have to wear heavy reflectex to try and stop it, and they'll just shoot elsewhere. I can't live in it. Some live in a coffin. I refuse to. You know, you can't think straight. And three of the things that they talk about in the joint targeting of our own, those you think were going to help you, betrayed us horribly. Number one, they hate Christians. They hate the American family. So that was the number one Nazi thing, was to destroy Americans, Christians alike. Destroy all of them. Numbers come down into three parts. One, the joint targeting of Americans, and yes, it's by your own military and intel and everyone else, is to take you down emotionally, you know, psychotronic you out. You can't think straight. Next step, oh boy, they got that. Now, your finances make you destitute. That's where I'm at. That's where a lot of them are. Some are very fortunate. They haven't, you know, but I refuse. You see, I can't go along with Satan. Some TIs seem to go along with this and they're okay with it. Some people go along with it. I can't do that. You know, because even if, whether this is or not, it's the epitome of Satan. And I will not go along with that. Been done to me? Hell no. What's being done to others? Double hell no. And nobody in Congress is going to help us, and your president can't, because he has no power. Nobody can even investigate the NSA since they were created by, I think, Truman. Eisenhower, there's pictures of him shaking hands with Prescott Bush, and it says that he didn't know that he was shaking hands and doing business with a Nazi. They brought other corporate buddies over here. You know, and it's the same ones, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, same ones. So nobody's going to help you. Oh, 85-plus senators signed one. I'm shocked to see people like Barbara Boxer. That's shocking to me. Pelosi. Any others? I forget her name. She's worth more than Pelosi and her are worth over $500 million each. I can't think of the one sits on the. She's in charge of national security. These were people, Democrats that were, you know, I thought they were going to go after the 9/11ers and this and that, and all of a sudden, overnight, I don't know what happened. When I don't know what happened. You know, were they all blackmailed? And they're going to keep their mouths shut and go along with the so-called New World Order for their families? Are they being lied to by their advisors? You know, I don't know, but I can tell you they're all underground. So, they reportedly have been under there since March of 2013. Enough people have been killed getting that out. I don't like this. It makes me sick. I hate it. I've been shot in half almost. My husband was shot in half. Blown in half. Left for dead. Nobody would help him. This explains, I didn't have a moment's peace as his widow. I even donated when he was alive, 1 to 3% chance for 5 days, because the shock trauma doctor was using him as a guinea pig. Made millions. Put them in there as an unknown number. I gave him permission 3 days later because I wasn't thinking straight yet. That was real smart of that bastard. University of Maryland is connected to the CIA, like Johns Hopkins. This explains why, after my grandparents died, I'd go up to Johns Hopkins for a basic checkup, and some strange woman would come up to me with a clipboard and make comments like, "I need to get away from my aunt." I'd say, "Excuse me?" Already breaking up the family, putting it in my mind, get away. Explained a lot of things in my family. I forgive my aunt because she didn't know any better. She's been used just like all of us. this is controlling humanity. Not everybody, but to those that they want to control, they can. Oh, I forgot, the Navy. So again, that's the Navy, NASA, NORAD, NORCOM, your command centers. They did 9/11, and then they're strategically sitting around giving directives to this super quantum computer to cyber Theon buddies and Lockheed and Grunger and whatever her name is. Can you imagine? I'll never forget when this first started. It was horrifying. It still is. But it was really horrifying then. And then to get me further and further away from my home, and then boom, come at me. Oh, and the third thing they want to do after they take you financially destitute and destroy you emotionally, they want you to commit suicide. All of this tells me, scientifically, under Dr. Robert Duncan, he says it's called Project Soul Catcher. I think it is. I think it is, literally. I read the book. And the things they did to me while reading it, mind-swapping, mind-hiving, a little retarded boy in a store. Next thing I know, I got retarded people following me everywhere. I think they're all controlled like puppets on a string. This Skynet, it's in the air. Once you figure out it's an electronic universe, it's an electric universe, it's binary with two suns. Why didn't they tell us that? A binary is ones and zeros, just like a computer. Why in the hell didn't they tell us? Geez, you wonder how long we've been on this. Some people say forever, 50 years. I wasn't put on it until Florida, 2011. And I've been fighting it ever since. It's killing my legs and feet. I knew right away without ever looking this was Mengele Nazi. Well, Mengele lived. He came with Hitler. They both lived. Because Hitler's bodyguard in his 90s was mad that the Bushes and all of them robbed him blind. Just like they did to Tesla. He gave everything over to a reporter who was dating his daughter. Yeah, they all, Hitler and Mengele, he says, spent their last older years in Florida. Isn't that nice? So that's how they got away. They killed Kennedy because he was on to them. And all you ever seen in the news was Kennedy's sexcapades. There's nothing compared to them. The MK Ultra that they do up there would make any halfway normal person vomit. It's sickening. And so they put this AI system up. It's highly sophisticated. And it's working. It's controlling the drones, the UAVs, the satellites, cell towers, smart dust, smart grid, smart meters, smart electric. So if you see people out there acting really strange towards you, ignore them because they're being controlled. And it very well could be they want to get our souls. I have had a gray in here. I believe it was beamed down, but then again, I don't know. I believe the ghosts and all I've seen in here were fake beam weapon technology. Still, that's heavy duty. That's highly advanced. That is enough to cause you to want to go commit. The cold air in my face last week from my fan, ceiling fan down to my head face, they're moving around in my room with these beam weapons using quantum physics in the air. With the smart dust, nano, gangstalkers zoom by, the noise gave this system the power to attack me. It's all about noise, frequency. And that's your binary world. And why would they keep that from us? Well, it's been a known fact that for millenniums, this is how the elite survive. we're getting ready to face some really bad things on this earth. If you're not aware, you can go to my webpage and look up on the upper right-hand corner. You can run a search for Planet X, Nibiru, Imaru, I-M-M-A-R-U. And the odds on surviving are not good. However, they're going to pull the plug on us. And they want, all hell's going to break loose, and this is what they enjoy on the back of the dollar bill. It's Latin. Chaos. They love it. Obviously, because they love to torture and kill. They're the opposite of us. We are good people. They're working with the dark matter from CERN. We're of light. We're good, normal, average human beings. They're not. Far from it. I don't care who they are, what position they hold, either they're under this AI's control by someone or ones, and or they're being driven by the devil. Either it's true or it isn't. I'm a historian. I'm a Christian, but a historian. And I know that there are things not right about the Bible. It's all coming to fruition. Seems like it's all around end times. And fighting them, dimensional, spiritual, in another realm. And I think it's got something to do with this electric universe, the binary. And I believe there's a creator, there's a real God, and that's all I know. I think it's within us. And they're attacking God, get it? I don't know. I don't have the answers. All the research I've done, I still really don't know. Of course, I'm being targeted. They shot part of my teeth out from my gums, and so I'm not speaking properly. They've shot 60 pounds into me. I've got 100 pounds maybe on me that do not belong. I look horrible. I was controlled for quite a while, and I had to break it. The only way I could do it was to come out of my normal, normal, gentle self, and I got to get forceful to grab hold of me. It also helps to talk. They want you to live in fear. Do not live in fear. There's one thing they cannot touch, and that's free will. They can't. When I'm in here getting targeted to worse, and I have to go out, once I get out, it's scary, but once I get there, I hang in there, I'm okay. I wear Reflectex when I need to. And it's really late in the game, but I've learned when you got to do something, get up and do it. Walk away from their cyber warfare computer. It wants us to win this thing. Walk away from it. Turn it off. Unplug it, number one. Unplug all wireless. Don't have wireless. Go wired. Your cell phones are targeting you as well. They're using that. You want to go into settings, put it on airplane mode, turn it off. If you can take the battery out, do so. If you cannot, wrap it up or put it into a sleeve that you can get online, or wrap it up in three layers of good aluminum foil, the good kind. And if you have to, put it in, put it in the microwave oven for the night. I bet you get some relief. Also, you want to cut a piece of Reflectex. If you have to double it, triple it, put it, tape it really good on all four sides over your electric box. Turn off some of the power in your house you're not using and leave it off. It takes a day or two to come down. They will use that, and it does take a while. And you won't get an immediate effect, but if you wait a day or two, you'll start to notice. Keep your system, your computer, in a separate room away from the rest of the house. Unplug it at night. It's going to take a while, but you'll start to feel less of it, of the energy effect. If you can, put the Reflectex on your windows. Seal it up. If it's not sealed, they will still get through. Sleep in a room with no electric. I mean, shut off. They say take one room and yank all the electric wires out of it. Don't be near your heater or air conditioner. Unplug every lamp that you're not using. Less is better. My last place, I had it down packed. I stupidly moved. I get up here, and the TI I moved up here for, she leaves and goes around over to the other side of the country right after I got here. But she's not controlled. Yes, she was. And it's just how it is. Suddenly, she couldn't get along with her sisters, who she didn't live with. But she lived here for years. So that's how crazy it is. Some don't want to talk to others because this thing repeats. It's mimicking, and it's done that with me. But you got to face the wind. We're going to be dead before we know it. Our days are clicking by. We're on the last of the last days. Like today was pretty, and I ended up sitting in waiting and waiting for something that never happened. You know, if you can afford, go out. Force yourself. Don't look up. Ignore gang stalkers. They're being controlled. They want you to pay attention to them. I'm getting tired talking about them because I think they like that. This system is enjoying it, and I'm tired of it. Well, anyway, I'm going to go. Nobody's calling in, but I didn't plan this. If you would like an episode and you'd like to talk, tell your story, just email me at contact at LISSAKR11Humane.com, and I will respond. I'd be glad to let you have the floor. And with that, I'm going to end it. Thanks.
Oh.